I finished my apple. Time to go to work. As you may know, the best way to throw off scent hounds is to get some water between them and you. I had a whole lake to play with, and as for the SOG, I decided to go amphibious assault one more time on their asses. I walked down to the lake just as the shadows were going from long to gloom, and the light show was just getting started. I pushed my night vision goggles up onto my head, hiked my pack way up onto my shoulders, and began breaststroking. The same roundabout route to the reeds on the other side of Club Malibu seemed like a safe bet. There were some loose boats and significant detritus. It looked like the SOG was throwing their garbage in the lake. Assholes. I made it to the reeds without incident, and I pulled the same trick as before. My rampage started with a little visit to the bridge. Once again, there were two sentries smoking cigarettes and spooked. They each got a 5-round burst in the back. One of them wore a cowboy hat and had a tricked-out AK. I stole both and commandeered the cigarettes. American spirit. I took that as a lucky omen. I jammed the cowboy hat down low on my head and lit up. A glass of wine, some beef jerky, my first 2 murders of the night under my belt, and now a smoke? The evening was shaping up. The dogs howled and lowed on the south side of the lake. One of the SOG fired a flare for emphasis. I was dripping wet, but then again I was wearing a cowboy hat low, smoking and coming in from the wrong direction. The SOG rushed to the shore. I heard a couple of outboard motors spitting and firing up. The shadows around the pool house looked friendly and inviting, so I took the long way around. It seemed the SOG had cleaned it out and filled it. I got the impression Malibu Lake was being zoned as an SOG R&R vacation destination. Fuck tent coming soon. Fuck that. I walked right up to the fuel depot. 2 members with black rifles were pulling guard duty, and a guy in a mechanic's coverall was fueling a quad runner with a mounted member on it. The guy on the quad waved at me.
Yo! Chad!
What? You put on a cowboy hat with silver conchos and the next thing you know you're Chad? Do I look like I used men's body spray and talk about CrossFit in bars? I shot him out of the saddle and cut down the 2 guards. The technician held up his hands.
Please!
I would have felt bad, except I was incapable of feeling bad about anything right now. I tossed the empty AK. I took both members' ARs. I emptied one into a 9,000-gallon tank, and fuel sprayed out in beautiful arcs from 30 holes. I dropped the spent weapon and put both tankers between me and the SOG, clustering around the lakeshore. I burned the other AR into the second tanker. I took a deep drag on my cigarette. The cherry glowed. I admired the sky show above, reflecting in the spreading pools of premium below. I flicked my cigarette and ran for my life for the pool house. The world went glowy behind me. Even in a pool with my eyes squeezed shut, the world went Halloween orange and chimney red behind my eyelids. I opened my eyes, held my breath, and waited. The sky above the surface shifted and pulsed in yellow and red. I waited a few more seconds while bits of debris hit the water and drew sizzling lines I limboed and contorted to avoid. The smell of fire and brimstone filled the night as I emerged. The top of the pool house was burning. I tilted the barrel of my MP7, ejected the magazine, ran the action several times, and reloaded. I didn't know of any modern weapon that couldn't take a dunking at this point, but old habits died hard. I pulled out my night vision goggles, and that was good for a couple of heartbeats of panic, but they powered up just fine. I retrieved my Chad hat. I ran across the pool area into the night. Like the last time, my next objective was the Malibu Club back access road. Horses charged down the road towards the inferno. The sentries had abandoned their posts. I took 5 steps left into the trees and they went right past me. And they'd left their spare horses. I didn't need the sun or my night vision to see that one was a beautiful Palomino Spanish Mustang mare. She was skittish. Explosions and the smell of burning fuel will do that to a horse. She twitched as I put my hands on her crest and stroked her like her mother had done when she was a foal. I whispered in her ear in the language of my reservation.
Look at the puppy say, pop, pop, pop. Look at the puppy say, pup.
She rubbed her nose against mine. I still had magical power over dogs, cats, horses, and biker bitches.